From NPR News, it's Day to Day. If you notice a kind of a wild-eyed look around the office today, well, a lot of people have a serious case of March Madness. This is the first full day of the NCAA men's basketball tournament, and as usual, fans are clustered around TV sets all across the country. This year, though, as many as 3 million of them are going to be watching the games on computer screens. Twice as many as last year. One reason why the online audience has doubled. For the first time, every one of the 63 games from today on is being carried online with no blackouts and for free. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins us. Nancy, how does the broadcast network CBS actually make money by streaming these games for free?
Well, Alex, this is part of a bigger trend of making things free on the web. For example, the New York Times has eliminated its fees for content. This is an investment in the future for CBS. And I talked to James McQuivy of Forrester Research about this. He says there are a couple of factors involved in CBS's decision to offer this free streaming.
I would say that their cost of streaming probably dropped 50% from last year to this year. So, because the costs are falling, because advertisers are stepping up and paying a premium, they can actually make money at this.
Okay, how much?
Well, CBS is estimating it'll make $21 million on its March Madness webcast this year, and that's almost 100 times more than CBS made when it charged for the streaming service back in 2005.
Okay, that's a good deal. We've got a link to the NCAA broadcast at our website, npr.org. And I'm wondering, is it time to just ditch my TV? Is all the good stuff going to be on the web from now on?
No, Alex, keep your TV, especially if it's a high-definition TV, because it's going to get a lot easier to connect your TV and your computer so you can actually watch the web stream on your TV. The quality, though, of the stream video isn't all that great yet. Next year, CBS is thinking about offering a higher quality stream that would work on high-definition TVs, and guess what? You would have to pay extra for that. Now, I also spoke today with Megan Pollack of the Consumer Electronics Association about this. And they're predicting that nearly 4 in 10 sports fans will download and watch a game at no cost over the next 2 years. And Pollack says that's just the beginning.
The next big trend we'll see is more mobility. So watching these events on things like iPhones and Blackberries and on all the different smartphones that are available, I think we're going to start to see that in the coming years, that people are streaming it right onto their portable device.
You know, there's a day-to-day editor watching a game online right now. Isn't this really a challenge for the workplace?
It is. And guess what, Alex? Some employers are going to be blocking the web stream.
Uh-oh.
So that editor better watch out.
Nancy Marshall-Genzer of Public Radio's Daily Business Show, Marketplace.